When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
One of the premier food items I've ever had the pleasure of scarfing down my throat. No Diddy. So with that being said, I think that this whole track is a very much great highlight of the food spaghetti. But obviously, it's probably something even deeper beneath the surface with this particular track. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but for lyrics to be out about a certain track that, well, let me rephrase. For lyrics to be out currently when it's on a track supposed to be released on a future album, to me, that doesn't make sense. Now, I've come to the realization that her music must have been leaked. Who in the world is out here leaking Beyoncé Knowles Carter music? Because if we're going to make all these comparisons, right, and talk about how Beyoncé is truly one of the last great superstars the world will ever see, especially with the rise of the internet, making it so accessible to see your favorite musician and to interact with them in ways you never thought was even possible. So with Beyoncé becoming a superstar even before that era, and then capitalizing off of this era with the internet in a way that we've never seen before, is Beyoncé the last generational superstar we'll ever see? I mean, the comparisons between Michael Jackson and certain hip hop rappers, I think, is obviously, you know, it makes sense. I mean, Michael Jackson, Drake, talking about Beyoncé, had to bring up Drake somehow. But Michael Jackson, Drake is a pretty good comparison when it comes to numbers. But performance-wise, dancing-wise, Drake can't dance at all. So performance-wise, I think Beyoncé and Michael Jackson are currently around the same level. Now, I know Michael Jackson fans are going to kill me because they're going to say Michael Jackson made the moonwalk popular. But technically, what I would say to that is that Beyoncé is also one of those performers to where she encaptivates the masses in her own way, even if she doesn't have a pivotal dance move like the moonwalk. Because if you look to an analytical side, Michael Jackson Thriller is one of those type of albums where it was groundbreaking and outstanding to the point it became the all-time best-selling album by a black musician. So, Michael Jackson also had 23 solo top 10 hits, 34 hits, along with the Beatles, making him an unparalleled force, of course. But then, when you compare him to Beyoncé, who also tied Michael Jackson top 40 count in a Hot 100 archives as far as how many hits that she had in the top 40, you realize that it's more of a argument that people would lend themselves to believe. Because while obviously Michael Jackson passing away, I think, helped his overall perception, if you know anything about Michael Jackson and what he was going through at the time, a lot of people put that to the side to just appreciate the artistry of Michael Jackson. So when he passed away, it helped a lot. Obviously, you never want anybody to pass away, but you can't dismiss the fact that it helped negate other things that was going on with Michael Jackson. The reason why I'm being so vague, because I really don't want to get into that right now. With Beyonce having such a cookie cutter rise to superstardom, being seen as the perfect character, musician, superstar, usually those don't combine at all. I mean, people have been screaming and just pleading for Nicki Minaj to act like a queen during her reign on top of the woman hip-hop game, let alone just the hip-hop game. So with Beyonce and the way she acts, I think we should put more credence on there, because there's a lot of other superstars that has a lot of things that could be attributed to them that we're now seeing come to light, literally. So with that being said, I just want to give Beyonce her flowers. And they say comparison is the thief of joy, but you know, hopefully I bigged up Michael Jackson enough to where his fan base isn't just completely irate at me. But at the end of the day, I just wanted to point out another track that I think would be popular off of this Beyonce Cowboy Carter album as Spaghetti. Track 12 on the Cowboy Carter album will end up being one of the more standout tracks in my opinion. So with that being said, y'all need to stop leaking music, and whoever finds the person that's out there leaking music, I ain't gonna lie to you, y'all may just have to snitch on them. So anyways, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Beyonce's rollout for Cowboy Carter so far? Are you excited for the release at midnight? And also, which track are you specifically going to look at or going to listen to first? Or are you one of those that listens from top to bottom like a regular person?